That's beautiful. So in our service prep time this evening, we were speaking about several different things, one of which was being, I guess, the way I would describe it is being mindful with your words. And I shared a practice that I've been doing in particular since I moved to community, which is sort of the thought process behind birth and giving life to things. And in my experience, I've gone through it twice now, birth is a very painful and long process. It takes 9 months of growing this tiny human into a viable human that can come into the world. And then it takes a really long time to birth. Doesn't matter how many hours, it seems like forever, to bring the child into the world. And I explained that one of the practices that I do in my day-to-day, moment-to-moment living here at Sunrise is to really sit with any thought that I have that might be turned into new life. So to hold the thought in my heart and really sit with it on my own for a while before birthing those words forth into the world. And this has been particularly pertinent in situations where you might have to say something that's uncomfortable or unpleasant or might come across as critical or harsh to somebody that you love. And for me, that's everybody. It's not really a choice. I love everybody all the time. It's just kind of what I do. And that has been both a burden and a blessing in this life for me. Yeah, if it was a choice, I feel like maybe it'd be a little bit easier at times. But sometimes you have to say something. And so for me, what's been really pertinent is to sit and feel my way through what it is I need to say, what needs to be birthed into the world, and what way it needs to be brought. Because I try very hard every day, every moment that I can, to only do things in love. When I'm folding sheets in the laundry room, I'm doing it with love. I'm thinking, this is one more sheet Abby doesn't have to fold today. This is one more sheet Dustin doesn't have to fold today. And so when it comes to words and speaking to people that I love, which again is everybody, I try very hard to give it time to germinate, to gestate, to become fertile and viable in the world so that I'm not birthing any kind of monstrosity forth. And I found this for myself to be extremely practical as a spiritual practice, but it's also been very empowering for me as a person, because I find that many of my friends here, they come to me and they'll tell me just about anything that they're feeling, that they're thinking, that they're going through. And that's the other side of it, is when you're in integrity in that way with your words, with your actions, with how you be, then people will come to you and they will seek refuge in you, and they feel safe enough to share with you what's going on their heart. And because of what you're birthing into the world being of viable, meaningful, loving substance, people come to you for that medicine, which is the word I like to use for it. It's medicine. It's good for your heart to be heard. And one of the other topics that we were discussing in service prep is being that container for somebody, because nothing is going to be birthed if it's not a safe place for it to be born. And so holding the space for our friends, I think, is one of the most precious gifts we can give them, to hear them, to see them, and to just be with them in whatever process that they're in. A beautiful example of this is T Group and FSE. I mean, that was incredible. To sit with people that you know care, to hold space for people as they're working through their own process, and to not say anything, to just be there. And then when it is time to give feedback, or when it is time to give love, or to share something from your heart with that person, it comes from that place deep inside that can only be of integrity. It's uncorruptible, and it exists within every one of us. I think sometimes we might lose our way there, or we might forget that it exists, but to always try and come back to that, to be impeccable in your word is difficult, but to always do your best. Maybe Tuesday's best isn't as good as Wednesday's best, and Friday's best, well, that was just a shit show, but to keep showing up is the point. It's a practice, and you have to practice at it. And I'm not saying I'm perfect by any means, but I do think, you know, I smile quite a bit. I try. I do my best. And, you know, with a toddler, sometimes it's harder than other days. But, you know, to be there for each other, to be good friends to each other, to remember that we're family. We all come from the same place. I think that is the most practical spiritual practice that I can share with you, is just to not say anything that isn't viable, that isn't meaningful, that isn't kind, that isn't necessary. To hold the person that you're with in such integrity, to see so deeply their divinity, to know them as your brother, as your sister, as your friend, to hold them in that place in every single interaction you have with them, or thinking about them, holding them when they're not there, knowing what they're going through and holding that for them when you can't be there physically, that's my practice. And I'm trying. That's all I got.